Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Okay, when we talk about toning it up, we're talking about toning up your body, toning up your mind, just toning everything up, your life, just getting everything into shape so that you can live the best life possible. You know, it's all about getting to where it is you want to be. Now, this is the month of April. Do I have to tell you guys that? Absolutely not. You're fully aware. Why? Because you are focused on achieving those goals. And so you're keeping up with the 2018 calendar. But for the month of April, we are providing you information to help you strengthen your resolve to achieve those goals. So all month long, you're going to get information that's going to allow you to fertilize those goals. I had to use the word fertilize because, you know, that whole April showers thing. Yeah, I'm still on that kick. So we're going to give you that information that will strengthen your resolve so that you can achieve those goals that you've set. And so this is just boosting your mind, boosting your body, boosting your every ounce of who you are, your power cores, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. But today we're dealing with the physical. Yes, this is the month for discipline, focus, and growth. Now, as soon as I am done sharing information with you guys today, I've got to go and double up on my exercise. Why? Because I have a really big goal coming up in October, and that is to beat my time on the Marine Corps 10K run. So I've got to shave 2 to 3 minutes off my time, and I'm going to post it because you got to have some proof, right? So it's going to be posted on our Facebook page at Designing Your Life Today. And so you can go there, like that page if you have not done so, and check it out, because I'm going to make this happen. This has to happen. I mean, after all, I am a goal achievement strategist, right? You know, people often say that to me, but you're a goal achievement strategist, so you must achieve all your goals. I said, no. Listen to the key word here, folks. It's strategist. So I strategize to help you achieve all of your goals, and I strategize to help myself achieve all the goals that I set. Is it hit and miss sometimes? Absolutely. Hence strategies. I have to come up with a new strategy. But the object of the game is to never, ever, ever give up, because I will not limit myself to the concept of failure, and neither will you. Okay, our topic for today is speak your way to success, how to make your words work. I mean, do you often hear people say, well, you get what you ask for? You know, you got what you asked for, you get what you speak. And the thing about you speaking your way to success is that you can speak your way to success, but how do you make those words work? Because here's the thing, that when you do say something, especially when you put emotion behind it, you're going to get some kind of return from this amazing universe that God has built for us. And since this is Tone It Up Tuesday, we're going to kind of center it around your physical self. How do you speak your good health? How do you speak your body into shape? How do you not give up on you? How do you really take the words that come out of your mouth seriously? I mean, think about it. When people get sick, how often do they buy into the idea that they are, in fact, sick, or they have some kind of illness? They buy into that idea. Now, I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. I'm not telling you not to acknowledge that, wait a minute, there's something that I need to deal with here and put things back on the right track. That's not what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying is that we buy into it as though it is a part of us for life. We give it a label. We call it mine, my this, my that, my. And that means that you are speaking this, let's say, foreign entity into your life, and you're settling in with it. And this is what I'm talking about when I talk about speaking your way to success. Doesn't mean you stick your head in the sand. Doesn't mean that you ignore that there may be something that needs your attention as it relates to your physical health. That's not what this means. I want to make sure I make that clear. And also, here it comes. You guys know to go to the doctor, right? If you feel like there's something wrong, if your faith isn't strong enough, if you don't even know if your faith is strong enough, don't play around with that. Go get it checked out. get that thing fixed, whatever that thing is. Okay, so let's talk about how do you make those words work though. Understand this, that we have universal laws that have been put into place. They are unbendable. They will not break. They will not change just because you want them to change. Universal laws work automatically. So if you want your words to work, you want to speak what you want. And when you speak what you want, you know, I often talk about speaking it with emotion. So you want to speak it with lots of power. Now, today, I'm kind of going to give you concepts, and these are, you can call them strategies if you will, but for the most part, these are concepts, but they are solid concepts that work. They are solid concepts that I have implemented, and they have worked. I was getting around the word try. I don't like the word try, but you know, that's kind of what it boils down to. You know, I said, okay, I didn't try them. I actually stepped into it with a full belief that I would get a return. And as a result, I got a full belief. So implement is a better word. Now, when it comes to making your words work, you have to speak them with power. But here's the thing, you can speak it with power all day long, but guess what supports power? Taking the right action. So when you speak something with power, immediately take right action. That's why I said, when I'm done with this podcast, I am hitting the streets, baby. Okay, should I have said that differently? I'm going out and going for a run because I will. It is a done deal. I have already shaved 2 to 3 minutes off of my time. Okay, so I'm going to immediately take action. I've shared the goal with you, and now I'm going to take the action that I need to take in order to get to where it is I said I wanted to be. I mean, when you think about speaking your way to success and making your words work, understand that words are extremely powerful. I've talked about this on various shows since the beginning of the podcast, 8 plus years ago. And I've always shared with people that, listen, there's a reason why you have a voice box. There's a reason why you can feel vibrations when you touch your throat when you're talking. You feel those vibrations because something is coming out of your mouth that you cannot see, this invisible type of sound waves, these sound waves that are coming out of your mouth, and they are going somewhere to do something. So don't make your words frivolous. If you want your words not to work, just say frivolous things. Keep making promises that you don't keep, because then it's frivolous. And so your words are not going to work for you if you continue to do that. Understand that when you speak your success, when you speak that you're going to be physically fit, when you speak that you're going to exercise, understand what you're saying to yourself. What you're saying is that this is something that I truly intend to do. This is something I want to happen, that I want to be fit. I want to have the best body possible. And you are saying that you're going to do what it takes to make that happen. So you're making a commitment to you. Now, if you break your commitments to you, then guess what? You're definitely going to break commitments to others. Because, hey, you're like the best person you know, right? Okay, I'm hoping you're nodding and saying yes, because you are the best person that you know. Are there other great people? Absolutely. But you're the best person that you know, because you're awesome. You're magnificent. And if you have any question about magnificence, I feel compelled to take this time to do my plug and plug the free online course, The Magnificent You, just in case you have any doubt about your magnificence. But let's get back on track here so we can finish up for today. So what you have to do is you want to speak your words with power and then immediately take action. Now, once you take some kind of action, you want to continue on taking the right action. And how do you know if you're taking the right action? Well, you're going to get results. If you're not getting results, then perhaps you need to pay more attention to the kind of actions that you're taking. And if that's your issue, then get help. Mentors, coaches. We have the Power Achievers online coaching. We made it affordable for people who said, well, I can't afford a coach. Because yes, private coaching is expensive. Why? Because they're giving you their time. They're connecting with you, and they spend, like I said, a lot of time helping you to get on track, stay on track. I mean, if you think about a guy like Tony Robbins, he charges quite a bit to give you his private attention. So when it comes to you getting what you want, you have to start somewhere. And so you can start with our Power Achievers online coaching. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results and you could get information there. Listen, the other thing that when it comes to making your words work, you want to speak those words with a deep inner realization that what you want is good. So you really need to know that you deserve to have exactly what you're asking for. You deserve to have that. And if you say, well, I never get what I ask for. Well, maybe because you ask, but you ask without any power. You ask without believing that you deserve to have it. You ask hoping that someone will feel sorry for you and give it to you. You ask knowing that you're not going to do the work. So if you want your words to work, then you want to ask with that realization that you deserve to have what you ask for. When you ask in that manner, doing the work, finding out what you need to find out, learning what you need to learn, doing what you need to get there is not going to be an option. You're not going to play bargain basement with your health by eating foods that genetically modified and pretty much of very little nutritional value. It's amazing that man has come along and done that, because I'm thinking, you know, when God made it, he did a good job. I'm just saying, he put everything in there. If you do your studies on the various nutritional value within fruits and vegetables and even some of our meats, then you're going to say, wow. A lot of these pills that I'm taking, I can actually get it from food. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't need vitamins, and I'm not going to go there. Once again, not a doctor. However, I want to say this to you guys. Know that you deserve to have whatever it is you're asking for. If you imagine that amazingly beautiful body and that healthy body, you know, then go for it. Step out and do that. That is what will take place as a result of your deep inner realization that what you want, you truly deserve to have, because you're going to put some action behind it. Now, here's another point that I want to bring out. When you speak the truth about your life, you go from confessing struggle to making the connections you need to make in order to get results. In other words, I hate the gym. I hate running. I hate. You know what? I'm not going to say that. You know, I love running. I can't wait to get out there today after I'm done with this podcast and go for a run. Why? Because 2 minutes is coming off of my time, maybe three. I'm just saying, I'm going to give it my all when I'm out there. So here's the thing, is that you don't want to confess struggle. You know, make that connection that you need to make in order for your words to have power. Understand this, if you're confessing struggle, then, and you feel the struggle, see, your words have power. You're just connecting them to the wrong thing. But if you're confessing your success, that your body is amazing, your body is strong, you know, that your body is capable of doing whatever it is you wanted to do, okay, so within human capability and possibility, okay, so then you know what, you're gonna get those results. So this is sometimes a challenge for us when it comes to not confessing struggle, not confessing something that makes us feel as though we're less than, when it comes to not confessing the doom and gloom part of things. And we're not doing that because we're doom and gloom people. Sometimes that happens because we don't want to disappoint ourselves. We don't want to be disappointed behind the fact that, wait a minute, if I speak that I'm going to shave 2 minutes off my time and it doesn't happen, oh no, then I'm going to feel really badly about myself. You know what? I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking I'm going to get out there, do the work, make it happen, give it my all, and I'm going to win. If you ever watch the Olympics, not one time do they say, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull that off. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be crushed. You know, my life's going to be over. They don't speak that way. Okay. They step out. They give it their best. And a lot of times they are not disappointed. So does it mean they always take the goal home? No. But silver and bronze, hey, a win is a win. And so my point is that you want to understand what it means when it comes to confessing the truth about your life, the truth about what you deserve to have. See, the truth about your life is you deserve to have, to live your dream life. You deserve to have a happy life. You deserve to be, to let your joy come forth. You deserve to be healthy. You deserve to go for the best and get the best. You deserve not to struggle. You deserve to have, if you want to have $1 million, $2 million, $1 billion, you deserve the right to go and take right action and make that happen. So these things are things that you deserve. This is the truth about your life. I mean, as long as you're not hurting someone else, you deserve to have the life that you want. So now here's my final point, and then I got to go, you guys, because I got to go make some things happen out there. I got to go run like the wind anyway. So know that when you make up your mind, things will happen that look like you are not getting what you asked for. So, you know, I always have a caveat, right? I always let you, make you aware that you need to beware that when you step out there bolder than ever, that you are not, you might not get what you're asking for because it may look like that. See, you need to understand that this is the time when your faith kicks in. You know, God put all of these amazing universal laws out there for us. He has set the tone for us. Now, whether you believe in God or not, I'm going to let that be your issue. I do. So we talk about it on the show. I'm just saying. So here's the thing. You want to have that faith in God that, listen, God, I'm going to give it my best, but hey, I know you're right there with me, so we're going to make this thing happen. This is going to be so awesome. It's like a done deal because I'm going to do my part. You've already done your part. Now I need to do my part. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it looks like. I am going to stay the course. I am going to keep going. I am going to remind myself that I'm strong and that I'm capable and that I'm an achiever and that I can overcome anything. And then guess what? I'm going to run like the wind, and you're going to work on your goals without hesitation, without reservation. You're not going to say to yourself, this isn't supposed to be. So you're going to get out there and really, really make it happen. So when it comes to making your words work, speaking your way to success, then you need to have the power behind it. And that power is within you. You need to know that. Sometimes there is strength in numbers because we can come together and have the same intention. And that only amplifies what each party is interested in making happen. So when we can amplify things, now it happens faster. It happens with clarity. It happens with strength. And it happens with certainty as long as we stay the course. So it's okay to have a buddy. It's okay to have an accountability partner in this case. But understand this, when it comes to having an accountability partner or buddy, they are not there to convince you of your goal. You need to be convinced that this is what you deserve to have. At some point, we stop playing kind of the wimp. Yeah, I couldn't think of a better word. So we went with wimp. So we have to stop playing the wimp and we have to go for it. We have to go for our highest and best. Listen, on this Tone It Up Tuesday, you guys make a commitment to yourself right here, right now. And if you feel like you need to make that connection with others who are perhaps participating in a similar type goal, then our Power Achievers Online Coaching is there for you because we're going to connect you with other people that are really serious about doing life with power, making their life happen. You're also going to get some amazing tips and techniques for staying the course. So you're going to stay in the realm of right thinking and right action, and you're going to get right results. So listen, that's all I have for you guys today. Oh, by the way, I want to remind you guys, enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday. Do life with power. Hey, I got to run.